This morning, we have a guest joining us here in our studios. We're visiting today with Joni Ames. She is with the Green Hills Area Education Agency as a digital learning consultant, authentic learning, STEM, career, and technical education. You do it all.
I really do. I wear a lot of hats.
Holy smokes. How big is your name tag?
It's like I wear like three or four, depending on where I am during the day.
All right. Well, and that's kind of the whole point. We want to talk a little bit about what the area education agencies, especially here in our part of the state, do. Because, you know, some folks still think back to when we were kids and, you know, that's where their film strips and things and those kinds of things used to come from. They were basically the folks that provided us with some of the equipment that we didn't have in the school and whatever. But you still provide things in area schools that they don't have.
Yep.
But it's more than just a little piece of equipment here and there.
Yeah. So area education agencies are best known for our special education services, like you said, but we really do offer a lot of other supports and services to schools and communities that serve all students. Some of the things that we do that you might not be as familiar with is instructional services, which is what I do, which I can talk more about that. The one thing that you just mentioned, the film strips, which I totally remember that as well, rolling in the projector and getting the film strips, which is our media services. We have a big media department, which literally houses thousands upon thousands of books and movies and film strips, still some of those things, pregnancy bellies, STEM kits, science kits, any manner of things that you can check out so that schools don't have to purchase those items on their own. I can check them out, do my lesson with my students, and then send it back. And I don't have to store that or buy that, purchase that on my own. So we have media services. And then also we offer technology services. Mm-hmm. So Green Hills AEA has an amazing IT team. And some of the things that they'll do is they'll come out to your school and do a technology audit. So making sure that you are up to date with all like your Wi-Fi and your switches. And they'll offer you points where you might want to do invest some money, or you might want to rethink how you're doing something. Give you some advice about what to do. But we've also found in the last few years that having that IT director at rural schools is a really hard position to fill. Just having that person to fill that role, especially in the education world, because it is different than the business world, having that skill set. And what we've done in the past few years is Green Hills has hired those individuals, the IT specialist, and then we will contract out with the individual districts to have, so they have that person in their schools serving their teachers, serving their students, so they can, you know, not miss a beat on the technology side, because so many times, you know, our Wi-Fi, when it goes down, who do we call? And they don't have anybody in-house, and that fills that hole for them. So that's another service that Green Hills AEA offers to our schools.
Sure. Well, and circling back to what I mentioned up front, too, kind of what the AEAs were created were to be able to provide things that individual school districts can't by coordinating and cooperating. And this is what we do. And that's why you spend so much time. Some people probably don't even realize how much time people like you actually spend out of your office and in schools.
Yeah. So like I can tell you this week, Jim, I started my Monday morning at a school district at 7 o'clock doing professional development around Google, like Google tools and how to help them become more efficient. So that was Monday morning. And then yesterday afternoon, it was at a different school coaching a teacher one-on-one. Tomorrow, I'm going to be at a artificial intelligence workshop. We're teaching teachers about artificial intelligence and how the implications for education. So we do a wide variety of things during the week. Like we're often in schools working with teachers, providing professional development. And also we spend some time statewide groups where we work, come together collaboratively statewide as an AE system to do learning, to align our services so we're providing the best services to our schools.
And help me to create partnerships and things too, because I didn't know what the Authentic Learning Network was. I had no idea schools were doing public-private type partnerships to provide opportunities for students through the STEM education programs until you folks approached us.
Yeah, so the authentic learning part of this is one of my roles at the AEA, and about 2018, we started to see, and even prior to that, some really cool things popping up around the state in our urban centers. Like Waukee has this program called APEX, which stands for Aspiring Professional Experiences. And they have this beautiful building and they have these amazing experiences and instructors that come in, and kids get to go out into their community with all these business partnerships, and they have opportunities to experience the workforce while they're still in high school. As an AEA consultant, I get to go and see that and learn from it. And then my job is to say, okay, this is amazing. How do we take this and scale this in rural Iowa? We don't look like Waukee looks. We have different challenges, but we also have different opportunities. So one of the things that we did was, okay, we can take one student or one teacher, one classroom. How do we build those partnerships in our communities? So like I said, around 2018, one of my favorite people in the world, Shelley Miller, business teacher, now retired. We were working together to build some of these partnerships. Like, how do we do this? And we wrote letters. We wrote some letters to some local businesses. And we wrote a letter to KJAN Radio. And we said, we want a partner. Like, what can this look like? Mm-hmm. And you responded to us, Jim. One of the few people that responded to our letter, and we sat down. I think it was that summer, the summer of 2018. We all came together and we sat down at the table and said, okay, what are some ways that we can partner? How can we get the school and the kids and the business? Like, how can we expose them to media, to radio, to broadcasting, and get them some experience? And I'm gonna throw this to you, Jim, to kind of talk about some of the ways that we were able to partner to get the kids exposed to what you do here and the radio broadcasting.
Well, that's kind of how we came up with the video network idea. It gives kids an easy way to do that. Radio broadcasting isn't really a thing in schools necessarily, unless you're in a large metro area that has lots of money. But the video thing, I mean, using technology to your advantage to be able to give students an opportunity to learn some of the finer points of what are out there. I mean, even if they don't necessarily think that's a career path mm-hmm. for them, there's always success in failure sometimes, or in learning that this isn't really something I like.
Yeah.
You know, because now you can spend more of your time focusing on the things that you do or that you want to. But we've had a lot of students that have developed some great skills doing that. And one of the things that attracted me was the soft skills. Some of the things that we're using technology to teach students some skills that because of technology, they're not really learning, you know, because yes. they're so tied to equipment and gadgets, they don't sometimes know how to express themselves verbally or look someone in the eye and have that conversation. And we're trying to give them those opportunities. That was what was really interesting to me, because we employ students as part-time mm-hmm. staff members. So we looked at it as kind of a development program too. So yeah, it was really attractive to us to be able to do something like that and to have the guidance through the AEA to help us as a group with the school to figure out exactly where we wanted this to go mm-hmm. because it was just clay. I mean, we could form whatever we wanted out of it, but, you know, we want it to be something that's going to be worthwhile for all of us, including the students, and I think we got there. So that was awesome.
Absolutely. And really my role in that was to bring the school and the business partnership together, like mm-hmm. to just to facilitate that relationship and to work with the school to say, okay, we need to make this connection and to help them through that process. And then once you guys had made that connection and you guys were mm-hmm. working together, I can step out of the way. And then my role on the back end was support the teacher in that kind of shift in instructional practice, because they were working more on a project base. It wasn't like she was up at the front of the room, like disseminating this is how you do the live stream video. That wasn't her role anymore. It was to support them in the learning process. My role was to support the educator on the back end through that shift in instructional changes. And KJAN were such an amazing business partner. And if anyone out there has watched the CAM Digital Network or the Griswold, or who else do we have, Jim, now?
Riverside.
Yes.
We have Exira EHK and soon Audubon. So, yeah, plus we have some through our sister station up in Denison as well. We have five or six more schools that are involved. You know, there are easier ways to provide if all you want to do is provide video of your school. I'm giving away all our secrets.
That's okay.
There are easy and cheap ways to do that. But if you want to give students the experience of learning how to do some of these things, you know, I always congratulate people for choosing the more difficult way, because there's more involved, but the students are going to get more out of it. So it's awesome to see that people are willing to take that opportunity and run with it.
Well, and what we really love about this partnership is it's exposing students to opportunities that exist within their communities. Like, we live in small towns, we live in rural Iowa. Ultimately, for our communities to survive, we need these kids to come back to rural Iowa and grow their families and stay here and have jobs and thrive here. We want to show them while they're in high school the opportunities that exist here. And like you said, they may not do this as their full-time job, but we want to expose them to it, and we want them to try things out on a low stakes where they're not paying for a post-secondary credential. And we maintain that knowing what you don't want to do when you're 16 is just as important as knowing what you do want to do, and figuring that out and giving them those opportunities is really what we want. And just facilitating those opportunities is really part of my role at the AEA.
Well, there were some classes I hated just like anybody else when I was growing up in school. But, you know, even though I thought, what am I ever going to use this for? There are always a few things that will stick with you that you can use later on.
Don't you hate that when you figure that out?
When you realize you were wrong all along.
Yes.
It does happen. Well, there are so many more things that AEA does provide through the area school cooperatives. But what's the future look like? I mean, AEA's, as we said already, it's more than just film strips and stuff. It's morphed over time. I assume it will continue to morph and continue to adapt and change with the way things change, especially with technology.
So, yeah, it's hard to predict that. But really what we've tried to do over, you know, the last AEAs have been around for 50 years. And like I said, it was initially created to support special education, but special education students are general education students. So we want all of our instructional services to fit the needs of all of our kids. And so as instruction changes, we have tried to meet the needs of our districts. And really, because of our localization, because we're right here in our communities, we're able to respond to the needs and unique needs of rural Iowa, like the technology IT directors, like I mentioned earlier. Like, that's not a huge need in our urban centers. And some of the other instructional supports that we provide in terms of, you know, literacy instruction, like supporting you in your curriculum implementations, things like that. Might not be a need in different places, but in rural Iowa, we have specific needs, and we want to be able to adapt and respond to those needs as our school districts really reach out to us and let us know what those are.
And it's a lot of school districts, too. Green Hills has, oh my goodness, you cover a large area.
So we cover an area approximately the size of New Jersey, and that's 42 school districts, 42 or 43, and over 130 buildings that we have staff in. And some staff are assigned to buildings. So we like have school psychologists or occupational therapists that are, they only work at certain districts. And then there are people like me where I have like zones where I serve like 10 or 12 schools. I'd be a first point of contact. Mm-hmm. But I have specialized services. So if you want to start an authentic learning program, I'm your person. Like somebody else, you may call somebody else, but they're going to say, oh, you need to talk to Joni, and they're going to get you to the person that is going to provide the service that is most tailored to your needs.
You know, in a way, it kind of sounds to me a lot like ISU Extension and Outreach, the way that that's structured. That, you know, you've got your counties, which would be like your schools, but then they have all kinds of support services. They have specialists. Some are housed locally. Some are more mm-hmm. regional. But they have a network that they can use to combine services, to share services. That way they can afford to do things that the individual counties can't. So
yep.
It's kind of set up in the same way. It's all a help. It's a help system.
Yes, and that is our motto, is to serve, support, and advocate for districts in Green Hills AEA.
Very good. The AEA is still working for us here in the state of Iowa as they work to continue to collaborate with schools and combine some of the resources so that they can provide things, especially in some of the smaller rural schools that they otherwise, they just flat wouldn't have. Joni Aim with us this morning. Thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim.